When a house goes into foreclosure, which they do quite often nowadays, a crew arrives with the dumpster and empties the house into it, almost as though they picked it up by one side and poured everything out. The former occupants of the house presumably find a nice freeway overpass to live under. The bank resells the house for 10 cents on the dollar, and everyone is happy, especially the company that rents the dumpsters. I took the long hike back to the Aldivar's house from my charming dumpster view parking spot. The walk was not as horrible as it might have been. The day was cool for Miami, with the temperature only in the low 80s and the humidity no more than a steam bath. So there were still several dry spots left on my shirt when I pushed through the swarming flock of reporters gathered in front of the house and trudged on in. Deborah stood in another group that looked like they were facing off for a tag team wrestling match. Clearly the main event would be Debs versus Special Agent Recht. They were already nose to nose and exchanging rather heated opinions. Their respective partners, Deke and the generic Fed, stood to one side of the main couple like good wingmen, glaring at each other coldly, and to Deborah's other side was a large, distraught woman of around 45, who was apparently trying to decide what to do with her hands. She raised them and then dropped one and then hugged herself, and then raised the left one again, so I could see that she was clutching a sheet of paper. She fluttered it, then dropped both hands again, all in the span of the 3 seconds it took me to cross the floor to join the happy little group. "I don't have time for you, Recht," Debs was snarling. "So let me say it for you in one-syllable words. If I got that much blood, I got assault and attempted murder at the least." She glanced at me and then back to Recht. "That's what my expert says, and that's what my experience says." "Expert," Recht said, with very nice federally provided irony in her voice. "You mean your brother? He's your expert?" She said brother as if it was something that ate garbage and lived under a rock. "You got a better one," Deb said with real heat, and it was very flattering to see her go to bat for me. "I don't need one. I have a missing teenage girl," Recht said, with a certain amount of her own heat, "and that's kidnapping until further notice." "Excuse me," the fluttering woman said. Debs and Recht ignored her. "Bullshit," Deborah said. "There's no note, no phone call, nothing but a room full of blood, and that's not kidnapping."
"It is if it's her blood," Recht said.
"Excuse, if I... the officer?"
the fidgeting woman said, fluttering the piece of paper. Deborah held her glare on Recht for a moment, then turned to face the woman.
"Yes, Mrs. Aldivar," she said.
And I looked at the woman with interest. If she was the missing girl's mother, it would explain the eccentric hand movements.
"This could... I found it," Mrs. Aldivar said,
and both of her hands went up helplessly for a moment. Then the right one fell to her side, leaving the left in the air with the sheet of paper.
"You found what, ma'am?" Deborah said, already looking back at Recht as if she might lunge forward and grab the paper.
This is... You said to look... a medical report," she said,
and she twitched the piece of paper.
I found it with Samantha's blood type.